Yes, as you may have guessed, everybody, this is episode number 49 of Hanshin Tigers English News H10, the podcast. And today is September the 25th, 2016. We are coming down towards the end of the season for this year's Hanshin Tigers. And I'm T-Ray, the host, and with me as co-host is...
Good old Joe.
That's right. How you doing, Joe?
Not too bad.
Good, good. So tell me, what was the best thing that happened to you this week, man?
I actually, this week, I made a trip up to New York City and got to see the Hamilton musical. So it was pretty exciting.
Cool. Yeah. What is Hamilton musical about? Pardon my ignorance.
No, it's been pretty popular in the U.S. here for the last maybe year and a half, and it's an actual musical about Alexander Hamilton, one of the founding fathers of the United States, that really didn't get a lot of recognition, I guess, as much recent, you know, in the curriculum in schools. So he really hasn't been talked about a whole lot. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of the play, read his biography and turned it into a musical, but it's mostly like rap and like modern music.
Wow.
And it's pretty interesting. So if you ever have a chance, YouTube it, just watch a little bit of it. There's some music on there you can take a listen to, and it's very, very hard to get tickets to. It's been sold out for the entire run, but wow. my wife got me tickets for our wedding gift, so we made the trip up this week to go see it.
Nice. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out because, I'm kind of interested in musicals, so this is one that I haven't heard of. And being in Japan, you don't hear about a whole lot of the musicals because it takes a while for them to come out this way. But yeah. Anyways, for me, the highlight of my week was that, if you all remember from last week, I was supposed to go to Koshien Stadium on Sunday with Bob Bavassi and the Japan Ball Tour, and the game was rained out. So actually, Bob contacted me the next day and he said, "Hey, you know what? I just realized we're going to be back in Osaka on Tuesday, but we're going to a Buffalo's game at Kyocera Dome. You want to go?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." So I went to the game with them, man, and it was the Buffalo's against the Lions, and the Lions trounced them. It was 11-1. they got four home runs, including a first inning Mejia three-run home run. The game was never in question. There was a play where a guy scored on a sack fly. He scored from second base, man.
What?
It was amazing. I mean, the guy kind of made, like, he kind of fell back when he made the catch, and the guy that was on second must have had good wheels. And he was like, "I know what to do here," and he did it, and it wasn't even close. So that was fun, but even more fun than that was just meeting all these baseball fans, hearing their stories. Some of them were, some of them actually are followers of H10. I think the podcast, the website, stuff like that. And so shout out to all of you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for, hanging out with me on Tuesday at Kyocera Dome. It's good times. So
cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But, we don't do Buffalo's reporting here, thankfully, because they're even worse than our Tigers. let's get into the second to last week of action for our Hanshin Tigers. So, actually, the Sunday game, as we said, last week was rained out, and then we had a Monday game. And so that was supposed to be the second of three against the Giants. Keep in mind, we're still winless against the Giants at Koshien this season. So we bring Yuta Iwasada to the mound. Let's go for it, Joe. Tell us little bit about how the Tigers did.
So starting off in the first inning, with two outs, Takayama comes up and decides to start this one off with a bang. Back screen, home run. Tigers lead 1-0. So that's a good way to start off the first. Sure. The second started off 1-2-3 for the Giants. So that's good for us. Iwasada was doing well. And then Itayama comes up with one out and runners on first and second. And gets a hit to center to score a run. So it is 2-0 Tigers, and then after a bunt by Iwasada, Hojo comes up with two outs, runners on second and third, and gets a two-base hit for two more runs, making it 4-0 Tigers. So quite the start with the offense for the first round.
Sure thing. And it's definitely looking really good. I mean, the Giants didn't really have they did have one threat in the third inning, but nothing became of that. And so the score remained 4-0 for quite a while, actually all the way until the top of the seventh, when Murata hit a one oh count, and he hit one out into the left field stands for a solo shot. So 4-1 for our Hanshin Tigers. And that was the way this one ended. So the winless streak against the Giants at Koshien is broken. We're now 1-9-1 against them at Koshien. Take that, Giants. So Iwasada gets his eighth win of the season in this one. And Mateo came in for the save as well. So it was a pretty impressive game from start to finish. Any comments or any thoughts on this one, Joe?
Finally.
Yes.
No, I mean, it was definitely good, consistent offense. There was, hits throughout the game. The team can show up and bat one day and not the next. It's just unreal.
Yeah, definitely. Just kind of a weird, thing that we've got going as far as that goes. So we ended up with 8 hits in this one. And we were actually facing, Hayato Takagi, who's really good against us. He's not awesome against the rest of the league, but finally, in the first 2 innings, we actually took him to town. I was half expecting Takahashi to pull him, because he gave up 4 runs in those first 2 innings and did not look good doing it at all. Interestingly, the one chance that the Giants had to score a little bit earlier on was when, Takagi, was on second base and Chono hit a double down the right field line, and Takagi just, he had a brain fart or something, because, if you're on second and you can't score on a double, something's wrong. And I think he didn't take off, or he thought it was going to be a foul ball because it was, it was sliced, or maybe he was just not paying attention or something, but he only advanced to third base on that double from second base. So I think that, he got the ire of his manager on that one. So that was that. That was really the Giants' only good scoring chance.
Yeah, well, if you look at their, they had 3 doubles, a home run, and a single. So they've definitely had the multi-base hit going on, but couldn't string them together other than the one that you just mentioned that didn't get him anything.
Yeah, exactly. So Iwasada, he gave up those 5 hits. All 5 of them were on his tab. He walked just 1, and he struck out 7. So a very, impressive outing from him. He's actually been really good against the Giants this year, so it wasn't a surprise.
Absolutely.
It was definitely nice to see us break the curse, or break that losing streak against the Giants. And we're hoping to do more damage in the next game, the very next day, Tuesday. However, that one was also rained out. So that was the day I was at Kyocera Dome. And there was a typhoon coming through here, and I think they called the game, I don't know, it was pretty early. I think they called it around noon or something like that, even though it was a 6 p.m. start. So, I mean, they knew that it was going to, the weather was going to be nasty, and it was pretty nasty. I mean, there's no way the field would have been in playing condition. So we skipped that one. We're actually going to be making up 2 rainouts against the Giants on September 30th and October 1st. And those will be the last 2 games of our season. But let's move ahead now. We head out onto the road for 3 straight games. And the first one is in Hiroshima against the Carp. Oh, the Carp. And we bring Fujinami to the mound. Oh, Fujinami. Right? So, I mean, honestly, I'm thinking, we saw the way that Fujinami's been his last 2 outings. He went 1 inning of 7 runs against, and then 5 innings of 3 runs against these same Carp. So it's not looking too hopeful. But guess who's going to start the scoring again? Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. So after a couple clean innings, only 1 hit for both teams through the first 3 innings. In the 4th inning, Hojo comes up to lead off and gets a full count and cranks a home run to left field into the Tigers fans, and makes it 1-0. So we get another double there by Takayama after that, but couldn't convert on some grounders by Fukudome and Toritani. So so we start off 1-0 in the 4th. Clean inning 1-2-3 in the 5th. We get a hit in the fifth, but nothing for us. And then moving on into the sixth, leading off this time is Uemoto on a 2-1 count and decides to do the same thing that Hojo did and cranks one to left. 2-0 Tigers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is against Johnson. This is the guy that we have never been able to do anything against.
Yes.
Granted, it's only two runs.
Yeah.
But when it's two runs for us and none for them, it's a good thing. You know, we're maybe able to tag him with a loss for the first time ever. Right. Anyways, let's keep going, Joe.
All right. So in the eighth inning, Takayama comes up with Yamato on first after an error by the Carp, decides to take a home run to right field and make it 4-0 Tigers.
Yeah, and this one actually just clipped off of Seiya Suzuki's glove. So he jumped up, and the fence in Hiroshima is really low. So, I mean, he would have been able to grab it from you know, even though it had cleared the fence, but he just missed it. So, yeah, 4-0, good stuff. And actually, we've still got Fujinami on the mound, and he's gone 132 pitches, I believe, heading into the ninth.
Poof.
But they decide that since... you know, he's done 161 before against these same Carp. I don't think that's the reasoning, but I think it's because he's got a complete game shutout going. And they said, hey, you know what, guy? Let's try and complete this. But after one out, he gives up a solo home run to the very same Seiya Suzuki. So now it's 4-1. But he got the next two guys real quick. And I think his final inning, honestly, I think he faced four batters. And I'm pretty sure it was like five pitches.
Right.
Yeah, so 4-1 final, Fujinami with the complete game, win number, ready for your jaw to drop, win number 7 on the season for him versus 11 losses, but we tagged Chris Johnson with a loss for the first time ever in two seasons.
There we go.
So, good for us. I was going to say something else about something earlier in the game. Ah, well, first of all, Fujinami, of course, gave up his, you know, requisite first inning walk. Which he did with two outs. So it was looking like Fujinami was going to cruise, and then he gave a walk to Maru. But overall in the game, you know, Fujinami's line was actually pretty good, other than his pitch count, which was 137.
Mm-hmm.
Five hits, only three walks. Remember, it's Fujinami,
right.
So only three is actually apt. And eight strikeouts, and just the solo home run in the ninth inning. So good stuff for him.
Yeah.
Maybe a confidence booster for him. I don't know. Did you see the game?
I saw some highlights, but... yeah, I think we'll take that as a roll into next year. Because do you think he's going to get another start yet this year?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me simply because this coming week we've got three games. Aoyagi's down on the farm.
That's true.
Iwazaki's coming out of the bullpen. Nomi's coming out of the bullpen, and so that leaves us with Fujinami, Messenger, and Iwasada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless Akiyama, actually he got farmed as well. So yeah, I mean that literally leaves us. With these three starters. So it'll probably be Fujinami against the Swallows and then Randy and Iwasada against the Giants to end the year.
Okay.
Can you hear my baby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Then that's the boy, everybody, if you can hear this. He will be on podcast number 49 as his debut. All right. So there we go. We end the season against these Hiroshima Carp with a final record of 7 wins and 18 losses.
Oof.
Yeah. And surprisingly, we actually did better in their park than we did in our own. We went 5-8 against them in Hiroshima and just 2-10 at Koshien this year.
Sounds like the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much actually, because with the Giants, we went 6-6 in their barn and we're now 1-9-1 at home with two more to go. So, yeah, against those two teams, we just couldn't get it done at Koshien. And that's a real shame because the fans want to come mm-hmm. out there and cheer for our guys to,
absolutely.
You know, to kick the snot out of these guys, but we just couldn't get it done this year. So anyhow, you know, there's always next year, and the Carp, as we know, are going on to the, you know, the Climax Series, and they'll start in the second round with the big advantage. So,
mm-hmm.
But we can talk a little bit about that, on episode 50, we'll talk a little bit about the playoffs. Anyhow, let's move on. So for the end of this week, we head into Nagoya. For our final road games of the year. And these are guaranteed to not be rainouts because it's played in the dome. By the way, before this series, actually, the Dragons were our biggest nemesis when it came to road records. You know, our Hiroshima record of 5-8 was actually our second to worst record as far as road parks,
mm-hmm.
Central League only. And we were 3-8 at Nagoya Dome heading into this one.
Yeah. I mean, that's been our history is Nagoya is the one park that's been tough for us.
Low scoring games, and we're always, you know, on the short end of the stick, but or drawing the short stick or whatever. Anyhow, so Saturday, it's an afternoon game, and we bring Randy Messenger to the mound, and they bring Kazuki Yoshimi. The last time these guys played each other was the end of August in Nagoya Dome, and Randy lost that one 1-0. It was on a hit by Kazuki Yoshimi, their pitcher. It was an RBI hit by him, so pretty lousy way to lose that one. And obviously with the poor run support is even worse, but this time it's going to be different, Joe.
All right. So in the second inning, Fukudome leads off with a hit to right, but then Gomez gets a double play to end that opportunity. But Hadaguchi says, okay, let me see what I can do here, and cranks a home run to center after the two outs. So we get a lead in the second inning, 1-0. And then Randy goes 3-up, 3-down in the bottom of the second. And then continuing on with a 2-out, Hojo comes on with no runners and an 0-1 count and gets a home run to left to make it 2-0 Tigers. Yes, so the home runs have been on this week.
Yeah, surprisingly. We've gotten some in every game, and it's definitely nice to see. And that's the ballgame, everybody. 2-0. Randy Messenger goes the distance. And his pitch count was actually really high as well. In fact, it might have
138.
Been high. 138. So one higher than Messenger, or one higher than Fujinami. So guess who the better pitcher is, clearly. Yeah, right. Actually, Messenger allows 3 hits, 1 walk, and strikes out 11. So, I mean, if you look at the overall stat line, clearly, you know, Messenger much more dominating. But
absolutely.
This one, yeah, I mean, often I don't like watching these low-scoring games where nothing happens, but the way that Messenger was fooling them, man. Let me just backtrack actually to Fujinami real quick. Fujinami looked good because he finally had his control game. I mean, when he was missing the strike zone, he wasn't missing by a ton, and he was throwing strikes, which was nice. But Messenger in this one, man, I mean, he was striking them out, swinging on fastballs, striking them out, looking at curveballs, striking them out, looking at fastballs. It seems like he had 2 or 3 pitches, and he got them both in a it was a healthy balance of strikeout swinging and strikeout looking. He had their number, man. Mm-hmm. They were completely fooled. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely.
One of the hits was an infield hit, by the way. So yeah.
I mean, it's definitely makes me want to make sure the team signs him again for next year. I don't care what the cost is.
Yeah. He was one of our higher paid players last year. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was $3 million.
$300 million yen. Yeah.
Yeah. But if they paid Merton $4.5 million. In his final year. I mean, not that we're saying Randy's final year is next year, but I mean, we know they've got the cash. That's my point.
Well, why can't we take some from Toritani and give it to Randy? That's my point. Because Toritani's getting 400 million yen, so.
Yeah. We'll have to ask the captain and maybe see if his book, Captaincy, talks at all about sacrificing some of his own personal gain for others, which I kind of doubt it does. Anyhow. So what else can we say about this one? I mean, the Tigers didn't have a ton of opportunities outside of, there were the 2 home runs, and then there was another double by Hojo, but he got stranded. Mm-hmm. So it was a leadoff double, but, it was a kind of a typical, Tigers game at Nagoya. Not a lot of run scoring, not a lot of hits. The one thing that I will say though, is that in the 9th inning, their pitcher Matayoshi, one of their relievers, he gifted us the bases loaded.
Right.
He walked 3 out of the first 4 batters. And we brought in Shunsuke. Shunsuke, are you sure? I mean, this is our first, if I'm not mistaken, our first pinch hitter off the bench. Yamato came in to replace Uemoto in the field, but not as a pinch hitter. So our first pinch hitter is Shunsuke. Are you serious? Anyway, so he popped up, he popped fouled, and then Randy came in, and, you know, of course, Randy isn't even thinking about driving in runs. He's thinking, just get me on the mound so I can finish this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't blame him at all. But Randy gets his 12th win. Good to see. He's back above 500 where he belongs, and obviously, you know, his ERA also is 3.01, which puts him just a hair below his recent numbers. I think this is his best now in a few years. So
awesome.
Good stuff. So that's 3 wins on the week. And we've only got 1 game to go. And so if we can win on Sunday, which is today, we're a perfect 4-0 on the week, which has never happened this season. It would also give us a 4-game win streak, which has only happened twice previously this season. So let's head right in. Actually, Iwasada is back on the mound for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they are bringing their high school draft, first-round draft pick, Ogasawara. And last time we pasted this kid, and I was hoping the same would happen here. But it took us a while to get going, didn't it, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. So both teams clean through four, and then the Tigers decide to have a good opportunity in the fifth with bases loaded. Uemoto comes up and gets a double to left to clear the bases, 3-0 Tigers. There was more opportunity after that with Takayama getting up to walk, but then Fukudome struck out to end the inning. But still, three runs gained, definitely a great chance there. And
how often do we get that where the bases are loaded and we don't choke and we actually get the kind of hit that we want?
Right.
I mean, I feel like a lot of times, you know, like last week, Iwasada chopped on over third base and we scored one run or whatever. Right. And then sometimes we'll get like a, you know, like a, I don't want to say lucky run, but we'll hit a sack fly or we'll get a single that scores one run. But a bases clearing double? Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time we had that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they were playing in, though, to kind of keep it limited.
So anyways, continue. It's 3-0, but...
3-0, and then continuing on in the seventh, Fukudome comes up with runners on first and second and gets a hit to center to score another run, making it 4-0 Tigers at the end of the top of the seventh.
Nicely done. Well, Iwasada's day is done after six. They actually brought in a pinch hitter for him in the top of the seventh, but his pitch count was over 100. And of course, they're hoping to bring him back for next week, Saturday. So again, it's on short rest. He pitched Monday, he pitched today, Sunday, and then he's pitching Saturday, which is, you know, in Japan, that's short rest. So I think they kept his pitch count down. In any case, Ando comes in, and after one quick out, he gives up a solo shot to the left field stand. So it is 4-1. He gets one more out, and then he's pulled. And guess who we bring in as our reliever?
Nomi,
yeah. Yeah, how you like that? That's a rarity. But anyway, so Nomi is going to be, in the bullpen the rest of the season. He gave up a hit, but then he got a quick out to get out of the inning. And that was it for his day, actually. He just had just the one out. So, eighth inning, Satterwhite, good job. One hit only. And a walk. And then Mateo with a clean bottom of the ninth. I think he allowed a hit as well. Mm-hmm. But that's it. So 4-1 final. Iwasada with win number 9. Lining him up for a chance at double digits in wins next week. And Mateo with save number 19, which gives him a good chance at 20 or more. If he can get one this coming week as well.
Pretty impressive week, huh?
Very impressive. And, I predicted loss to the Giants, loss to the Carp, and 1-2 against the Dragons. Well, oops, oops, and oops.
Can't get it right, man.
No, definitely not. Well, you said 1-2 against the Giants, and that's still up in the air.
Right.
And then you said loss to the Carp too, right?
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't, honestly?
Right.
You can't blame you. And then I think you said 1-2 against the Dragons as well. So
yeah.
Just a quick note on that. So now the Tigers end the season 14-11 against the Dragons, which is not too bad. You'd like to take a little bit more of a beating, you know, give them a bit more of a beating. But we did at home. We went 9-3 against them at home, and that includes 5-1 at Kyocera, and then 4-2 at Koshien. But we went 5-8 against them on the road, so that ties for our worst road record against any team. But there you have it. That is it for the road recaps. There will be no more. It's just 3 games at Koshien next week.
Every week, one Tiger stands above the rest. He elevates his game to another level. He is the player of the week.
So, who are your candidates first before you actually give us your final goal?
All right, so my candidates for the week are Hojo with 2 home runs and 2 RBIs, 2 solo shots. Mm-hmm. Uemoto with a 3-run home run there. And then...
not home run, double, right?
Sorry, his double, but then he had a home run as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Making 4 RBIs, sorry. I read the wrong line there.
He stole the base today.
Yeah. Yeah, Stolen Base 2, and also Hojo has Stolen Base during the week. So so they had pretty good weeks for the batting side of things, other than that, kind of quiet, other than the normal, you know, batting. And then the pitching was Randy's complete game. You know, Fujinami had a complete game, and Iwasada had two wins. So
yep.
Definitely a very tough thing to pick from this week.
I like this kind of tough thing to pick, though, because usually it's tough on the other end.
Right. Right.
We're like, nobody did anything. Yeah.
Somebody bat their average for the year. Woohoo!
Yeah.
So, sure. I'm going to give it to Randy, though. Having that such a dominant game, only giving up 3 hits, 11 strikeouts, 1 walk, just a dominant fashion. I'm going to give it to him with a honorable mention to Iwasada for his 2 wins this week. So
good on you. Okay, good stuff. Yeah, Randy, that was his first complete game shutout in 2 years.
Right.
And it was his first complete game of the year as well. So, I would say that that's definitely worthy, but as I've done all year, I'm not choosing Randy. I'm really sorry. I am choosing Iwasada because he did get the two wins, and so he totaled 14 innings pitched with just 1 run. On his record on that with the 2 W's and, you know, pretty good as far as keeping the hits down and getting the strikeouts, you know, at a decent rate as well. I would like to give my honorable mention to Takayama, who also hit 2 home runs. He had 1 on Monday and then 1 on Thursday. And he also had, you know, he had a few RBIs, or I think it's just the 2 RBIs, but he went 6-for-15 on the week, if I'm not mistaken, or 6-for-17 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he is now 1 hit away from the club record for hits in a season by a rookie.
He's
got 137, 138 right now. And another thing worth mentioning is that yesterday, Hojo got his 100th hit of the year. And this sounds like a really obscure record or whatever, and it kind of is, but as far as the club goes, he's the 4th guy in club history to get 100 hits in a season being drafted out of high school. And I'm talking about within the first 4 years of being drafted. So I guess, you know what I mean? Like that it paid off that they drafted him out of high school, not out of college, or that he didn't go to college type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the other 3 guys there are actually pretty noteworthy. You've got Taira Fujita, who is the all-time leader in hits for the team with 2,030-something. You got Masayuki Kakefu, I think probably a few of you have heard of him, most home runs in team history. And then you've got Tsuyoshi Shinjo, who doesn't have any huge club records, but he is one of the few guys on the team that went on to the majors. I think he's the only hitter on the team that went on to the majors. So, you know, he's in good company, and hopefully that'll lead to some great things for him in the future as well.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the topic of the week. And actually, Joe, this one is one of the reasons that we're doing it now is because we're not going to be doing a ton of off-season podcasting. And so part of this actually does relate to what's going to happen in the weeks to come. And part of it more or less relates to next season. But first, I think there are going to be a lot of Hanshin Tigers players on the chopping block this offseason. And a lot of times those announcements are made once the final games of the season are played, particularly the final games on the farm. And the farm team, I think, finished up their season today. So possibly this coming week or the week after, they'll start announcing guys that are actually cut and done with the team for good. Before we list our top 10 guys that we'd like to see gone, I do want to mention a couple of things as far as news goes. Matt Haig, I think I mentioned this last week, but he's gone. He's out of the country, so he is not coming back. Shinobu Fukuhara announced his retirement earlier this week, and so he's not coming back. And also Rafael Dolis, I think I caught wind of this just yesterday or maybe today. He has also left the country to get treatment on his right elbow. And to me, that says the club probably doesn't want him back because it sounds like the elbow issues are pretty serious. And he's missed enough time that, I don't know, if I were the club, I wouldn't re-sign him. So anyhow, so you were right about that last week when you talked about health issues and stuff. So me and Joe are going to give our top 10 guys that we would like to see cut at the end of this season. Some of them will be familiar names that ring bells and some of them won't. But as we go through our lists, you know, we'll probably share a bit of information about the players or our reasons for cutting them. And so this is what we're going to do, Joe. I want you to list yours one by one. And then after you list each one, I'll just say if I've got the same guy or not. Okay. And then we can talk a little bit about your reasoning and stuff like that.
All right.
So, okay, so give us your number one.
I'm going to start this, and they're in no particular order. I was just going down the roster and saying keep or, you know, get rid of. So I don't have, like, a number one, get the heck off the team, I don't ever want to see you again person. But, so I'm going to start and say Umeno is on my list.
I don't have him on mine. I don't. I think he's still got some room to, improve.
Well, there's obviously room to improve, but.
Yeah. He's still young, and I think that he can, at the very least, be somebody to, you know, if he does develop, it's a bonus, and if not, we can just keep him on the farm. We need farm catchers, so. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Next guy.
Next one is Arai.
Oh, actually, I just put him on my list. Deota Arai.
Yep.
Yes. He who is batting, what, 160-something on the year, and just, you know, at age 33, or he'll be 33 next season, what's he got left?
Yeah.
What's he got left to show is my thing. You know,
if you don't have it now, you're not going to get it.
No, it's not going to be a magic, you know, age 33 or 34 season, unless you're related to Takahiro. no, I really think that's it. I don't think Deota's got the talent that his older brother does. So I don't think we have to worry about cutting him and having him join another team and tearing it up. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Okay, so I'm with you on that. Okay, let's go with your third guy.
All right. Shunsuke.
Yes. Goodbye.
I think we heard enough from that from you earlier on that one.
Yeah. We don't have to go into details. Just give him the pink slip, please.
Yeah. And then okay. I had Dolis. So I think you kind of maybe mentioned that he's, you know, leaving, so that may be it.
Yeah, I had him on my list and I just took him off because he's gone already, or probably. And so I replaced him with Deota Arai. But anyway, so Dolis he's on my list, but he's not.
Okay,
go on.
Gomez is next on my list.
Ooh, I don't, because I think we mentioned this last week or the week before, where I say keep him on and or offer him a contract and see what he can do and see if somebody else can compete with him and see if that'll bring his game up a notch. Anyways,
all right.
Okay.
Next, I have Tsuruoka.
Tsuruoka. Oh, yeah. I don't have him on my list. I don't know why I don't. Maybe because I'm hoping he'll retire instead of being cut. But okay.
Okay.
So Tsuruoka, by the way, is going to be 40, I think, this offseason.
Right, and he's a catcher, right?
Or no, next season. Early next season. Yeah, he's a catcher. He'll be 40 next season. So, okay.
And then Komiyama?
Komiyama is one of my non-cut catchers. Okay.
Okay. All right. And then Takayasu?
After 1 year. He just got drafted.
He got an 11 ERA on the farm. I mean...
Yeah, he's coming off TJ, though, Tommy John.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I'd cut him some slack, but okay, all right.
All right, well. All right, and the next I have Ito.
The reliever or the hitter?
The reliever and the farm. He's got an 8 ERA.
Okay.
So, and then last I have Ueda on the farm, who bat 164 in 75 games on the farm, so.
Yeah, the 19-year-old. You know, I think they've got hopes for him to be... at the very least, a base stealer, stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know if he's ever going to be a power hitter, but interesting, man. I think we did not connect on many of these, and we both had Deota Arai, we both had Shunsuke. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And then Dolis, I agreed with as well. But okay. So I've got a lot of relievers, actually. But I'll go through my list. First, I've got Katsuhiko Saka, who was... an infielder. Well, I guess he's still an infielder. He was an infielder that played some under Wada, and I think Wada liked him.
Right.
But he has not once come up to the big squad this year, and he's 30 years old. And like we said last week, I think 59 out of 71, or out of 70 guys made it up at some point, and he wasn't one of them. So it's kind of the Deota Arai reasoning. If you're that age and you still haven't done it, you know, sorry. And he doesn't offer a lot either. I've got Shinya Azuhata. He's my token catcher cut. Again, same thing. He never made it up to the big club once. Kohei Shibata, he was an outfielder who got called up for a little bit, but he stank it up, and
yeah.
he, He's terrible in the field, and he doesn't have a great bat either, so I don't like him. And then I've got actually three left-handed relievers in a row. Tsutsui, Kojima, and Takamiya. And the first two probably won't ring bells with most of our listeners, unless you're really hardcore Tigers fans. Takamiya has played a big role as the token lefty reliever in the bullpen. But he was just terrible this year, and then he hurt his elbow or shoulder or something, and he has not come back. And I think, again, he's, 34 years old, so bye-bye. And then I've got Kuwahara, who we picked up, from... He was cut from the Buffaloes a few years back, or we traded for him, and he has not made it up to the big club either, and see ya. And then the other guy is Yuto Morikoshi, who also, he just made a brief stint, but he was cut from the Dragons, and I just don't see it. The guys that, a lot of the guys that I mentioned, I just don't really see what their appeal is. You know what I mean? Like, they don't excel at anything. They're not power guys. They're not speed guys. A couple of them are decent on defense, but that's about it. So that's my list.
Okay.
So that's the choppers. And those are the guys that we're hoping to see gone. Actually, truth be told, Joe, for most, I would be okay with most of the guys that you had on your list. I'd be okay with most of them being gone as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind if there's actually like 15 to 18 guys chopped this off season.
Right.
But what it means is that we're going to have to acquire a lot of guys in some way or you know, shape or form.
Right.
Either through the draft or through free agency or through, you know, picking up foreigners. So there you have it. All right. The second half of the hot topics, again, like I said, we are not going to be talking too much in the off season. So I'm looking at our current roster of 70 guys, and usually we've got 28 of them up at Ichigun, and the breakdown usually is as follows, or at least recently has been 12 to 13 pitchers and then three catchers and then 12 to 13 fielders is the typical way that it goes. And usually the fielders are about 7 and 6, either 7 infielders, 6 outfielders, or vice versa. So what I would like to ask you is, who, based on what's happened this year, based on potential, stuff like that, who would you like to see on the Ichigun roster in 2017, at the start of 2017?
Okay.
So I'm going to actually, I'll get started. I'll go with my three catchers right off the bat.
Okay.
If we go with three catchers, I firmly believe that Haraguchi should not be converted to third base or first base. I know there's been talk of it. I think they've got something amazing when he's a catcher.
Right.
You know, it adds so much to our team. When he is a third baseman or first baseman, he's still good, but I hate to say it, he's not that different from any other team. It doesn't make us any more dangerous than any other team. So I say you work on his weaknesses and keep him at catcher. I also think I'd like to see Okazaki back at catcher on Ichigun next year. And then I've got Sakamoto as my third, and I've got, sorry to say it, Joe, I've actually got Umeno in brackets as my possible third as well.
Okay.
Those are my three. Who you got at catcher?
I've got Haraguchi and Okazaki as my two catchers, and then I have a free agent pickup for the third. I still think we need a solid catcher. Haraguchi's good. He's got a lot to learn, but I think, you know, if you bring a veteran catcher that you know, sign him off another team, or something, then I really think you can add a lot to the younger to the younger guys and get them to learn from that. So
now that's interesting, because the Rakuten Eagles catcher Shima Motohiro, maybe. Anyways, he's a veteran catcher. He's a free agent this year, and there has been talk of the Tigers possibly signing him. And he actually has worked under Katsuya Nomura, who, if you don't know that name, he is probably the best catcher in the history of NPB. So that would be an interesting pickup. And that is definitely something that would be cool to have as our third catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Let's go to the infield.
Okay.
And I've got, at first base, I've got Mauro or his replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And as potential replacements, there's a guy in Korea named Eric Thames, and he has been just tearing it up. I think there's a chance that he gets 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases this year there. So if we could somehow pluck him from KBO, that would be pretty cool. Anyways, another possibility would be Alex Guerrero, who was with the Dodgers organization. And then they've talked about Carlos Gomez. Now, he's an outfielder, but I'm sure they could convert him to first base. Anyways, he would be really expensive. So I would actually like to see Mauro, or I'd like to see this Eric Thames guy. I'd love to see him. That's my first base. Who have you got, or do you have?
I have an import. Obviously, if I'm cutting Gomez, I need somebody right there. So I've got my import.
So the big bat at first base. Either way, the import. Yeah, we're both, you know, on the same page there.
Right.
Second base. This is what I've said. I've actually got two guys, and this is the way that I've set it up. I say Yamato at second base when Haraguchi's in the lineup, because then we've got Haraguchi's good bat and Yamato's terrible bat but awesome glove, and then Uemoto when Okazaki is in. Then we've still got a pretty good bat in Uemoto. Or once Tsuyoshi Nishioka is ready, then Uemoto is out, and I would have Nishioka in when Okazaki is in. That's mm-hmm. my second base story. How about you?
Yeah, I've got I got Uemoto there. You know, obviously, if Nishioka's is healthy, then I think that's a fair bet as well. But I have him on my backup, you know, my other starting players for the infield.
All right. Okay. I've got at third base, I would love to see Yokawa grab the position next year. And I don't know if he's quite ready, but I think he's showing signs. So he's my guy.
Okay.
That's it. How about you? Or a new foreigner. That's the other option for me.
Okay. Yeah, this one I have question marks, like 7 question marks, because I don't have any clue. There's so much potential in the team for here. But where do you, so you have the captain on the bench?
Yes.
Okay.
The captain's on the bench.
Yeah.
No qualms about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where I think I'd have him, but this one I really wasn't really sure on. There's so many people or opportunities that I think we don't have a solid candidate at this point for third base.
Right. Yeah. That's definitely true. I mean, I think if Yokawa can tear it up a little bit during the Phoenix League and maybe in winter camp or in spring training, there's a chance. But I'd just like to see him definitely be contending for third base, because the other options, if they keep Ryota Arai, no thanks. If they keep Ryota Imanari, kid needs to learn to hit the ball past the infield. So I like Yokawa because he's got power. All right, shortstop. I've got Hojo. Yeah. I mean, they've pretty much indicated by how they've played him for the past month or so that he's the guy of the future. So,
yeah, I mean, he's got some to learn, but I think we can manage through that.
He does. You know, he's committed a lot of errors, but, you know, that I think will improve over time with more practice. And, you know, I think that his physical tools are great, and so he's going to be able to do it. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I'd rather decreasing number of errors than increasing for Tony Tan, you know, as he gets older. You know, Hojo, he learns and he can bring that down.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I've got Torrey on the bench as my one infield replacement. But then also, like I said, I had two second basemen. So whichever one of those is not in the starting roster will be a replacement as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Outfield. Mine looks like this. Absolutely. Keeping a part of it the same as this year. Left field is Takayama and right field is Fukudome.
Mm-hmm. I have those.
Okay, and then in center, this is where it gets confusing, and I've actually got three names here, and they're not really big surprises, but the one that I definitely want to mention as my dark horse, but also my personal favorite, and that would be Yokota. I want to see him come back. I want to see him come back strong.
I have him on my backup for the outfield on the starting.
Okay.
So,
all right. I'd like to see him as the starter, and then these other two guys as backups, and that would be Nakatani and Egoshi.
Yep, I've got Nakatani as starting, and I have Egoshi on the bench as well. So, yep, it's very similar.
Okay, yeah. And then the one other guy that I've added in, but now we've got too many players, and that would be Kano.
Yeah, I have Kano as well.
Yeah, so he's on the bench as a backup outfielder, but essentially as a pinch hitter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The other thing, too, is that I think Fukudome is slowing down a bit, and they have apparently he was practicing at first base a little bit this week, and I don't know if that's, you know, looking ahead to the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're going to put him at first, and I kind of hope they don't, but I do think that maybe giving him more time off is one of the answers, and so what that means is that, you know, out of the three center fielders I mentioned, just slide one over into right.
Yeah. Be it
Egoshi or Nakatani or Yokota.
It's a tough bat to get out of the lineup, though, at this point with our other bats. So.
Yeah, but I would say that if Yokota does develop some, he's a left-handed bat, just as Fukudome is, and he has the potential for power. So in that respect, having that lefty bat as well as Takayama's lefty bat, you know, is all right. But yeah, definitely. I mean, Fukudome is just so solid. I mean, his batting average has been over 300 all year.
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff. So that's our fielders. Let's look now at the pitchers. And actually, we're going to go with starting pitchers first. And as you know, teams typically have six starters on the Ichigun roster at all times. So who's your six, Joe? I'm going to let you start with
all right. pitchers. I got bring Big Randy back as a starter.
Yes, please.
I have Iwasada as number two.
Me too.
I have Fujinami as number three.
I hope he's number three or better. Yeah, yeah, I've got him too as my number three. Yep.
All right. And then this is where it gets interesting.
It does. Yeah.
Nomi, maybe one more year as a starter.
Okay. I'm down with that too.
So then he's going to start to be questionable. Then I have, a line for a farm player, maybe possibly Aoyagi, giving him he's had a good season. So I think that's probably who mm-hmm. I'd go with. I have a question mark, maybe Iwasaki. But I think Aoyagi kind of deserves that spot.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I have
number five,
a pickup, a free agent or a draft for number six.
All right. Okay. So our top four are basically the same. And what I would say with Nomi, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, bring him in as a reliever or he's done. Cause he's like 37 years old, I think. And he'll be 38 at the start of next year. But Nomi he was the first guy this year to get a complete game. And I think he pitched two or three complete games, which is more than anybody else, except maybe Fujinami tied him this week. So he definitely still has it in the tank. I mean, mm-hmm. he's a very efficient pitcher. He's not the strikeout guy he was in his prime, but he's still, you know, serviceable. And he's got the brains. He's got the brains to get through where maybe his body doesn't. And I think he's got that way more than Fujikawa does.
Yeah.
As we've seen. Okay. So the top four we're keeping the same and hoping. But again, let's keep in mind that, you know, out of our top six from the start of this season, only four survived because Fujikawa and Iwata both, right. you know, just, they were failed experiments, and yet they were guys that we definitely thought were solid and, you know, we could count on. So, okay. So with my number five, I've actually got like four guys as possibilities for my number five and six, and I don't know where to go. And this is kind of where we say, okay, let's try these guys. And if they fail, then we've got these guys as backups. So I've got Aoyagi as my number five.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't help but wonder, like, one of the things that made him so good is that he doesn't have good control. So guys couldn't really narrow down what pitch was coming and in what zone it was coming.
Right.
Because he was just so erratic. And I think once his control gets better, he might be a lot more hittable. So that's where I'm thinking, like, if he fails as a starter for a whole season, then, you know, here's some other guys. So I've also got Akiyama, who's made a couple of starts this year. And he's done pretty decent. Hopefully he can be one of those, you know, plan B guys. And then Yuya Yokoyama, if he can ever get his health back, he had a few starts early in the year and looked really good. He was our first round draft pick in 2014. And so he's another guy. And then also Atsushi Mochizuki, who was supposed to start on Monday, except when Sunday's game was rained out, he didn't get his chance, but he was a fourth round draft pick out of high school last year. And Kakefu loves him, and Kanemoto really likes him too. So he's another guy that I think might be able to get a decent amount of starts in the rotation next year. So out of those last four that I mentioned, and then I also have in brackets new pitcher, either drafted or foreigner. So out of those five possibilities, hopefully two of them will work, or three if Nomi doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? So that's that. And then now we go to the bullpen. And the first thing I want to kind of cement here or whatever, solidify, is who do you got as your closer?
This one, I went back and forth and back and forth. I think you give QG the opportunity to give it another go.
Whoa.
I know. Mateo has been amazing. But
yeah.
I don't know how the starting pitchers shake out. Do we have a spot for another foreigner? You know, I don't know how all that's going to shake out. So that's why I went with taking right. him off the list for now.
Okay.
So that was my big problem was the foreigner count.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to give it to QG to start the season at least. I know I'm going to shoot myself in the foot for saying that, but I have visions of his past and that's stuck in my head. But That's who I have for closer.
Well, I'll tell you what I've got for QG, and that is the whole year next year to finish off his career and his contract on the farm. Oof. as pitcher and pitching coach. Mm-hmm. He can double it up. That's my assignment for him. But okay, so my closer is actually Mateo, and so I'm doing a little bit of a change of heart because I had said Satterwhite, I think, last week or the week before when we talked about foreigners. But Mateo has just looked so good, and he just looks really comfortable there. You know, ever since he's come back, he's settled in nicely. He's not walking guys as much. He's still not getting hit that much, and he's still getting strikeouts.
Yeah.
So I say he's definitely worth having in the bullpen. And if they had him as closer this year, I really don't think there's anything in this final week that he could do to lose. No, if I say that, I'm going to jinx him to lose his foothold on being the closer. But you know, now watch, he's going to blow all three games. All right. So I've got Mateo as my closer. You've got QG. Do you have a setup guy, or do you just have a group of guys after that?
I just got a pile of guys here.
Okay. I've got a setup guy, and I'm going with Matsuda as my setup guy, just because of how good he's been since he was called.
He's on my list.
I think he's a reliable eighth inning guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's on your list. Yep. Okay. No doubts about that. Really young guy, too. I think he's still like 23 years old, so that's really good as well.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
I got Takahashi. He's
okay,
done well.
He's in mine as well.
Ando, does he have another year? I think
yeah,
so.
I've got him. Yeah. He's my Fukuhara for this year. So I mean, if he does tank, I mean, too bad, but you can't not give him the chance. Right. Right.
He's had a pretty decent season.
Yeah, he has, other than the home run today too. Yeah. But, yeah. Okay.
And then I have Satterwhite, or Matea. I don't know how gotta have a foreigner there in the, but yeah, I don't know. The whole foreigner thing is a nightmare with the limits on players and stuff. But
it is.
So yeah. Somebody there, Satterwhite or Mateo. And then I went with Enokita, but I don't think that's probably a long-term position there. So.
Yeah, interesting. Well, he got sent down to the farm primarily because of injury. So he actually held his place on the Ichigun roster for, I think, half the season.
Right.
So... yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible choice, I don't think. Yeah, okay. And he's a lefty as well, so that's good. All right.
And then
he's not on mine, by the way.
Matsuda, so that's my fifth one. So.
Okay. Well, I've got a whole big platoon because I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7 guys on the relief corps. So I went overboard on the 28. So you'll have to, you know, don't send me any scathing emails, everyone, for this. But so I've also got, besides the first three that we mentioned there, I've got Iwazaki, because he came in relief earlier this week and he did pretty good. And there's been talk of converting him to reliever anyways. So Iwazaki in the bullpen. And then also I've got Saiuchi coming back. Hopefully he'll be able to find some of the magic that he had in 2015 and 2014. He's still a young guy, and I think he's got the potential to do it. And then I've also got Tsuyoshi Ishizaki, who has kind of had spells up on the Ichigun squad this year. He was drafted right behind Yokoyama a couple years back, and he and Yokoyama were actually co-heroes once earlier this year, and just what I saw from Ishizaki kind of reminded me a little bit of Kyuji, as does Matsuda a little bit. And when I say they remind me of Kyuji, I don't mean version 2016. I mean the heyday Kyuji, and obviously they're not that good, but they've maybe got the potential to be, you know, those solid relievers. So
right.
That's my take on the bullpen.
All right.
But it sounds to me like probably about 75% of our choices are the same.
Right.
So I guess that's good to see. And, you know, obviously the upcoming draft is going to go a long ways to determining a little bit more of what happens, as well as, you know, if we pick up free agents. There's been talk of us picking up Itoi from the Buffaloes. He of the 52 or more steals this year at age 35. And I'm not sure if I like that, but at the same time, when we picked up Fukudome, he was also about 34, 35 years old. So it's not like,
right?
You know, we can't say, oh, he's going to fall off a cliff, or he's only got one good year left in him. We don't know. I mean, this is a guy that keeps himself in great shape. He's playing in the outfield where there's not a ton of demand on his body, you know, like a guy like Toritani. So there's a potential that he could be good for another 4 or 5 years. Hirata's another outfielder. Oshima's another outfielder that, you know, those guys are out there. And also Nippon Ham Fighters, Yodai Kan, who's their center fielder, who made a couple of incredible plays this week against the SoftBank Hawks. You know, great on the defense, pretty good with the bat, decent amount of speed. He's kind of got a good all-around game. So if we pick up any of these guys, obviously it's going to shuffle everything around. But quite honestly, when it comes to the free agent game, I'm okay if they mostly stay out of it.
All right.
Because of the Cho Hankaku, because, you know, we're looking to build up the players that we've got and, you know, give the young guys a chance to play. And if you just say, well, that was 2016 and now, you know, you had your 1 year of chance, see ya. It's kind of it defeats the purpose. It's not looking at the big picture. So for the most part, I'd like them to stay clear of some of the big name free agents. But, you know, I'm not in management, so let them do what they got to do. I'm still going to cheer for them, right?
Yep.
Prediction. All right, Joe. Well, we have got 3 more games left, as we said earlier in the show. We're hosting Yakult on Tuesday, and then we are hosting the Giants for a couple of rain dates, and that would be Friday night and Saturday afternoon. And the Saturday game is going to be Fukuhara's retirement game. So, anyways, we kind of already predicted these, but we can kind of go back and change them if you want. I still think we're going to beat Yakult.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Cool. Okay. And I actually think we are going to take one of two. Nay, scratch that. I think we're going to take both against the Giants.
Wow. So a sweep against the Giants for the final.
I always predict good stuff and then it never happens when it comes to home games. So now you can expect them to lose both. But anyways, that's what I'm going to say. We're going to end the season on a 7-game win streak.
Wowzers. Ooh. I'm going to go 1-2 against the Giants. 1-1 against the Giants for the last 2 games. So,
okay. All right. Cool.
Throw some reality in there. All
right. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the reality check. And watch, we're both going to be wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a couple of announcements before we end things off here. Next week is going to be episode 50. Half a century or, you know, halfway to 100 on the old H10. I can't believe it, man, because I started this on a whim last year in July. Can't believe we're going to make 50, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But stay tuned, everybody, because it's going to be an exciting show. We have got a special guest, and I won't reveal his identity yet, but you are going to want to listen. And then also, we are going to be doing the H10 Awards. So, you know, it's not just going to be Player of the Year, Pitcher of the Year. We will have those, but we'll try and make some more interesting ones. It's going to be the H10 Awards, the year-end wrap-up. We'll look a little bit at the playoffs. And just give our quick predictions before we head off into the sunset. And chances are, everybody, I don't know if you heard it early in the show, but I've got a son. He likes crying. We never know when it's going to happen. So it might be tough for us to record in the off season. So we're just going to take the whole thing off. So hopefully we'll see you in the spring. But definitely stick around for episode 50. All right. Joe, any final words for the folks before we let them go and enjoy some final regular season baseball?
Other than that, it's almost hockey season. I'm ready.
yes. NHL is about to come back, so pretty exciting stuff. All right, everyone, enjoy your NPB, enjoy your MLB, and get ready because NHL, NBA are on the way as well. See you in a week.
ありがとうって今は言わせて